Just let me know when you're ready, honey. Did you want to mention the offering or anything like that to church, or just go with the sermon? Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good and greatly to be praised today. We thank God for Jesus Christ today. He's good again and greatly to be praised. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you. In spite of everything, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you all of the praise. Thank you, Jesus. You're still God in the midst of it all. And though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth your hand against the wrath of mine enemy, and with your right hand you will save me. Lord, you will perfect that which concerneth me. That's what David said. Praise the Lord. Today we just want to talk for a few minutes about faith over fear. Faith over fear. Now, if you're at home today, you ought to just say, faith over fear. You ought to just repeat that. Faith over fear. Hallelujah. Faith over fear. God wants our faith to overcome our fear. Faith over fear. Praise God. Coming to you today from the sanctuary of God's Miracle Church. And we just want to bring you a short word, a brief word, as the Lord leads today, to hopefully encourage you. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, as yet moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. 1 John 5, verse 4 says, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. The latter part of that verse says, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith over fear. Scripture here in Hebrews 11, 7 says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear. So we see that God gives Noah a warning of what was to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I was just thinking back a few days, and I was thinking about how I was telling my wife something had to come. Something had to happen because people had gone so far astray. Amen. God was not going to allow things to continue as usual. God was going to allow an interruption. Praise God. Because people were flouting the will and the ways of God. They were going against the ways of God. So God was inevitably going to interrupt things. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But even in the midst of it all, we can still exercise faith over the fear that's come upon the land. Amen. But God had to do something. And even as it was in the days of Noah, so it is in our time. people going astray, people doing whatever they want to do, and thinking God's not going to interrupt things. Amen. The Bible says in Noah's day that the wickedness, if you will, came up before the Lord. Men's hearts were continually evil, and deeds were evil. They were constantly and perpetually wicked. God just came to a point of saying, I've had enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. I will be honored.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I will be praised. I will be acknowledged even amongst the heathen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And so God tells Noah, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to send a flood.
Hallelujah.
Come on. And I'm going to wipe out some things. But Noah, because you're in covenant with me, because you found grace in mine,
yes.
Hallelujah, I'm going to spare you and yours, you and your family. Amen. Now, Pastor spoke of it not too long ago, talking about how God walked with Noah and Noah walked with God,
yes, yes.
In the midst of it all. And Noah, praise God, would be rescued in the midst of it all. Amen. Praise God. But even Noah had to exercise faith,
yes, yes,
over fear. Because the Bible says, being warned of God, he was moved with fear. Now, some say that was respect and reverence, and it was. But he also, I looked up the Hebrew word, and it also speaks to him being apprehensive.
Yes, yes.
Amen. He there was some trepidation, there was some anxiety, because he had never really experienced anything like this.
Yes.
But he moved anyway. God, you're going to wipe some people off the face of the earth. You're going to send a flood. You're telling me that something ominous is coming. You're telling me that something devastating is coming.
Yes.
I don't understand it, but by faith I'm going to move anyway. I'm fearing a little bit, but I'm going to allow my faith to overcome my fear. Faith, good God Almighty, over fear. Good God Almighty.
Come on, man. Thank you, Lord.
And in the midst of our not understanding, in the midst of our being perplexed, in the midst of some of us feeling devastated, the church still needs to exercise faith.
Yes.
Hey, over the fear.
Come on, man.
It can come, but we are still going to have to exercise some faith. Amen, praise God. Amen, faith over fear. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. And God, as I sat in the back of the church one night this week, I came to bring my offering and I wanted to get up and just go out the door. Praise the Lord. But the Holy Spirit arrested my attention. He said, go back in there and pray.
Hallelujah.
So I went and got my Bible and I came back into the church and I started reading scripture, and God took me to this very scripture and I started to pray, and he said, this isn't it though. He said, if we can walk through this season, if we can get through this time, he's going to bring an awesome revival in this place as long as we keep the faith. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. The church will be filled because folk will come running saying, what must I do to be saved? Oh, folk will love the courts of the Lord because they've been deprived of them so long. Hallelujah. They'll be the same way the psalmist was when he said, I was glad when they said unto me, Come, let us go to the house of the Lord. We haven't been able to go for a season, but when the doors are open, folk will be glad to come. To the house of God. We won't have to tell them to worship. They'll come in worshiping. We won't have to tell them to pray. They're coming in praying. We won't have to tell them to seek God. They'll come in seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The other thing God told me was that he will meet us here. The glory of the Lord will meet the folk here. In an unprecedented way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former house. God's gonna do more in the last days than he did in the earlier days if we just can remain faithful to him.
Yes, Lord.
In the midst of it all. So Noah builds this ark as God instructs, and I'm almost finished. Noah builds this ark.
Hallelujah.
And of course the floods do come, the rain starts. He gets his family in the ark, and it starts to flood. The ark starts to go up. And that's the thing with the children of God. No matter what comes in the land, on the land, we still rise because we're seated together with Christ in heavenly place. Hallelujah. We aren't going down, but we're going up in the midst of it all. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. The thing about it, theologians say, and the scripture says, and Genesis chapter 6, that Noah was instructed to build, put a window in the top of the ark. Now many say God didn't allow him to put windows around the ark because he might have seen all the destruction around him. Trees floating by and folk floating by and animals floating by, and God wanted to spare him that. God didn't want him looking around. God said, just look up. My God. Amen. Praise God. She cut out that issue. Keep looking up, because if you hold on and endure the flood, I'm gonna bring you out on the other side. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know it was still difficult for Noah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm up in this ark. Amen. I got my family and animals and all of that. And there's water all around me. But I still will trust him. And I know there's turmoil all around us. We don't understand it all, but you ought to say, I will yet trust him in the midst of it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to exercise faith and over fear in spite of my fear today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have something that the world doesn't have. We've got faith. We have faith in God. Praise God. Have faith in God. Do not be afraid. Have faith in God. Now, I'm not going to tell you that the trouble's going to be over tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you that everything's going to be sunshiny, if you will, and beautiful tomorrow. But I'm going to tell you, if you hold on and keep the faith,
yes,
no matter how long it takes, God will get you to the other side.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Some believe that Noah was in the ark almost a year. I know it rained 40 days, but they were in there a lot longer.
Yes.
But he came out on the other side. Hallelujah. And Noah had to exercise faith over fear. Though he didn't understand it all. Yeah, jobs are being lost. Unfortunately, lives are being lost. But my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly lean on Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So when stuff is happening all around us, one's falling over here and something's falling over there, we still have to walk by faith.
Amen.
Faith is the antidote, if you will,
yes,
to fear. Amen. I almost purchased some t-shirts that read faith over fear. But I went in online and saw it was already out there, so I left it alone. So I wasn't the first one because there's nothing new under the sun, but that thing was blessing me in my spirit. Hallelujah. Faith over fear. Now, in closing, I had a series of dreams, a concatenation of dreams, series of dreams,
yes,
doing this thing when it first started. And the Lord, in those dreams, I kept seeing myself trying to escape something. Amen. One dream after another. And as soon as I escaped one thing, there was something else. I couldn't outrun it because even if I outran, I couldn't outrun what was pursuing me. It may not have been the same thing, but it was something. I get over one thing, and here comes something else. And God revealed to me after experiencing those dreams consistently that things will continue to happen. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. That even once we get through this, there'll be something else.
Amen.
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 And so we just have to learn how to adapt and then start walking by faith.
Amen. Come on,
and exercise faith over fear. Good God Almighty. Yes, stuff is going to happen. But we are the people, we are the people of faith, great God Almighty. And according to your faith, great God Almighty, be it unto you, children of Israel. As I finish this thing, came out of Egypt, hallelujah. They're walking through the Red, or some say the Reed Sea, they're walking through the Red Sea, amen. And Moses has called on God, and there are walls on both sides. Bible say they walked through on dry land.
Yes, they did.
But can you imagine walking through the sea with water walls on both sides?
Jesus.
Never knowing if they were going to collapse or envelop you, but you keep on walking. Because you're walking, you're walking by faith, great God Almighty, and your faith overcomes your fear. The devil's telling you that the walls are going to come down, the water is going to overtake you, but you shake it off. Say, I believe God in the midst of it all. And your faith ultimately will overcome your fear. Last scripture says, and this is the victory that overcometh the whole world, even our faith. Faith that overcomes sickness. Faith that overcomes diseases.
Faith that overcomes being laid off. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen.
Amen. Come on now.
Hallelujah. If no one else has a job, my faith will bring me a job. If everybody else gets put out, my faith will bring me a shelter. Amen. Because my faith will overcome. Grant God Almighty anything that tries to overcome me. And I'm going to exercise. Hey, hallelujah. Faith over fear. Amen. You ought to say that again. Faith over fear. Let us pray. Amen. Father, I thank you. How about you? And I bless you today because you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And so we thank you for that today in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said the steps of a good man are ordered by you. And you delighteth in his way. Order our steps in your word today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that we have the victory today. Despite what we see. Lord, faith, praise God, cometh by hearing, you said. And hearing by the word of God. But I believe today, Lord God, according to your word, fear cometh by seeing. When we see stuff that's contrary, we start to fear. But Lord, we choose to walk by faith. And we thank you in the name of Jesus for all you've done and all you're about to do. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your saints have heard the precious word of God. And I pray that it touched someone's heart, Lord, right now. That in this invitation, you move so much that you said, what can I do to be saved? Salvation is easy. All you have to do is accept them into your heart. And right now, anyone out there, that knowing that you're not saved, you know you need to be saved. And times are dictating that you need a God that you can serve, that you can trust, that you can obey. We just offering up this invitation right now. Just lift up your hand, put your hand over your heart right now and says, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I need a Savior. I'm asking you to enter in myself, Lord, that and touch me, Lord, that I may be saved, Lord. And Father, I thank you for saving me right now. In Jesus' precious name, right now, if you repeated those words right now, you are saved. In Jesus' precious name, let the church say amen.